Welcome back to the show. We're so glad you've joined us. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And it's nice to be here with you this evening. Call us at 855-453. This is the Live Sunday edition, and you're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. We've talked about a lot of things in the first hour of the show, including the TSA and a government worker who did nothing for 14 years on the job. And we learned a little bit about what it was like to apply for a job for the TSA. Interesting stuff. You never know what you're going to learn about on Free Talk Live. And now as we kick off hour two, we've got a call on the line from Mike in Iowa. He'd like to talk to us, listening on XM, by the way, he'd like to talk to us about the fraud of terrorism, so he says. Mike, are you with us?
I sure am. I love your guys' show. I listen every single night of the week.
Woohoo! Thanks.
I look forward to it. Usually it's the highlight of my day. I always learn a lot. But listen.
Oh, so sweet.
The whole thing about TSA and the terrorism, I mean, people don't seem to realize that there has to be a common enemy to justify the war machine.
Oh, yeah.
They want us to believe that there's a terrorist hiding in every trash can, ready to blow us up, and it's just not true.
The better to control you with, right?
Right. In order for governments must grow, and they are agencies of power, so they must disempower you in order to empower themselves. In order to disempower you willingly, they must create boogeymen, because people will always run to a greater power during times of threat.
Yes, I'll take my chances with Al-Qaeda, thank you very much.
If you think about it, you're going to meet the IRS, you're going to deal with
police, you're going to get pulled over.
Right, you're going to deal with the government agencies in some manner or another. What are the chances of some terrorist bothering you?
Less.
I think I've got a better chance of a coconut falling on my head and killing me.
The chances
hilarious,
are
hilarious, Mike.
It's pretty commensurate, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
Yeah, I wish I could talk to you guys all night. I'm a truck driver, too, and I love talking on the phone. But
thanks for your service.
Yes.
And truck drivers have so much power. The federal government's doing all kinds of things to us with the hours of service and trying to regulate when we can drive and can't. Man, if we parked these trucks for 4 days, I mean, the shelves at Walmart would be empty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What
are they trying to do with the work hour? Can you describe that a little bit more?
Yes, in July, the new hours of service regulations come out where every 7 days I have to shut the truck down, and it has to include a 34-hour break that has two sets of breaks from 1 to 5 a.m. I mean, it's so confusing.
Wow.
I can barely keep up on it.
So you've got to take a Sunday, essentially? They've handed down an edict, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Is that what's happened?
Yeah, and you know what? That brings up National Sunday Law. I don't believe that it'll be too far off that we have a mandated day of rest. I mean, that's a scary business right there.
We've read about other countries that do this. I think it was Germany where you couldn't get any, you can't even go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something funny is, remember in the 80s when the Soviet Union was over in Afghanistan, the people that we're fighting now are called Afghan freedom fighters.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
The Mujahideen and the United States taxpayer funded them in all kinds of different ways.
Just shows you how things change.
And real quick, I went and took my concealed carry permit. I'm a resident of the great state of Arizona. And the states I drive in all honor the permit from Arizona. But you know what I left that class thinking? That it was an NRA-approved class. And I left there thinking to myself, I'm so scared to use a weapon to protect me. You know, that guy did nothing. Everybody was just looking at each other kind of in awe and disbelief. Because I came away from that class more scared about a gun than when I went in.
Oh, so you were required you're required to take this class to get your permit, is that right, to carry?
Yes.
Okay.
Arizona is a shall-issue state, so as long as you don't have anything wrong with your background, they must issue the permit as long as you've met the requirements, which are fingerprints, the application, and the 8-hour class.
That doesn't sound very shall-issue to me, because I think New Hampshire is considered shall-issue, too, where we're doing the show from, and I don't believe they require any kind of class. No, they don't.
Yeah, but they don't have the, they have different, okay, this is for concealed carry.
Open carry doesn't require a permit, and concealed carry, you have to basically send your information to the local police chief, And they'll call your references usually, but they don't require anything else.
I thought you didn't need a permit to carry concealed in Arizona.
I think they're, didn't they just get rid of it or something?
No, they have it. It's called constitutional carry. But you don't. People don't realize if you're within 1,000 feet of a school with a concealed weapon, it's a felony if you don't have the permit. So there's all kinds of little ways that you can still get in trouble.
Sure.
That's confusing.
Indeed. So what else scared you about carrying a weapon, according to their laws?
Well, this instructor, just the stories that he was telling, he said even though there's that thing that we're hearing a lot about now because of what happened in Florida about the stand your ground or castle doctrine,
right.
He said, no, it's still best to get away. Do everything you can to get away. That's fine. I'm going to do that anyway. If somebody comes up and tries to rob me, I'm still going to give them my wallet before I pull the gun. I don't want any kind of a gunfight or anything else. But this guy had me thinking, get away and call the police. You know, just run like a little girl, basically, is what he was saying. It's too much trouble.
Hey, and little girls can defend themselves, too. But I know what you mean. You felt a little bit, I guess, like, what's the point of having this permit anyway if you're never going to have any circumstance in which you would use it, right?
Right, and then, the one thing he did say was if the guy is worth shooting, he's worth killing. Because even after the fact, the family's going to sue you, and you're going to lose any treasure you might have built up trying to defend yourself to stay out of jail anyway.
I mean, what did they say
it
about
sounds like good information to know.
Shots. I wonder about multiple shots, though. I mean, it's one thing to use a gun to defend yourself. It's another thing to empty a clip on somebody.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. I mean, I just aim for center mass, right? I mean, as long as you get one in the tent ring, we're good. But
I just wonder. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, is the what's the legality of pulling the trigger more than one time?
I think that from what I understand and what this gentleman explained, you shoot until the threat is neutralized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would seem to be the point philosophically to me. Like, if I was thinking about a situation in which I would, you know, want to use a weapon, I guess it would be to repel an imminent threat that somebody, I knew somebody was going to kill me, you know, right then and there, unless I did something to stop them.
One would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. It's nice to hear from you and hear about those additional tips for navigating the Arizona gun laws, and stay safe out there. Thanks a lot for the call.
You know, the idea of having a gun is very interesting to me because there are those instances, and you read about them all the time, where somebody had a gun and they were able to use it to protect themselves.
Yep.
Now, and personally in my life, I've never been in an instance where I think a gun would have put me in a better circumstance.
Yeah.
And you know, there's all those other instances where you carry it. I mean, it's a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen, statistically, a gun's more likely to kill you or a member of your family than it is to kill a burglar or whatever. Dogs are more effective in preventing crime. I don't know about a home invasion. I don't know. I mean, but
home invasions are the quintessential example that people go to talk about self-defense and having firearms to defend yourself. And it's pretty clear, you know, if somebody breaks into your home and they're threatening you, then a lot of people think that you might be justified in shooting them. But, you know, what if it's the police? There's been a lot of, like, these midnight SWAT raids and stuff, and then you're going to be dead if you
With
start 40, shooting at
40,000 raids in American homes every year.
Every 18 seconds.
How
is
many
something
home
like
invasions
that.
Are there every year? It seems like statistically, a home invader is most likely to be a law enforcement officer, and no, you're not going to be okay shooting them.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, how's that? I mean, you can believe at that point they're going to likely to execute everybody in the house because everybody's going to start shooting. You've got walls made of plaster
sheet
of Paris
rock.
Or whatever, sheetrock, and the bullets are going to pass right through. I mean, they're going to blow up the aquarium, the kids are going to be dead, the dogs are going to be dead. I mean, you've got these guys with MP5s, they're going to be shooting everywhere once they hear one gunshot, likely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the fog of war is all about, right?
Yeah. I have to admit, I feel very confused about firearms and self-defense, and maybe we can talk about it in the next segment, but it's like, sometimes I think it's a sort of a macho flash, an assertion of power. Sometimes it seems like when people carry them around, they're just itching to use them, and that disturbs me a lot. On the other hand, you want to be able to defend yourself. It's Free Talk Live. Let us know what you think about guns or anything else. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're glad you've joined us. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call us and weigh in with your thoughts. We've been discussing a lot of things. Guns is always sort of a hot button issue, isn't it, Mark? We get a lot of calls of people who feel strongly one way or another about guns, and we broached the subject in the last segment. But if you want to weigh in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE is the number. It's 855-450-3733. Also like to remind you that Free Talk Live has archives going back for 5 years, maybe even more than 5 years at this point.
2006.
Yeah.
That's September.
Mm-hmm. You can search for, you know, lots of different things. There's a wealth of knowledge, sorry, a wealth of entertainment, anyway, in those archives. And we make them all available for free just for you. So if you appreciate that, you can go there and enjoy and have an information buffet. All right, let's go to the phones, Mark. We've got Alex calling from Tennessee. He wants to talk about carbon taxation. That's an interesting subject. Alex, are you with us?
Yes.
Yeah, good evening. Tell us what's on your mind.
I was recently watching a video of a comedian and sort of commentator type guy who's pretty popular in Britain.
Who's that?
And his name's David Mitchell.
Okay.
He's more of a comedian than a commentator, but he does.
I think I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's part of a comedy team, Mitchell and Webb.
Not familiar with him. Go ahead.
Anyway, he was making an argument about how if we... It was kind of ludicrous. His idea was that if we, you know, try and push the incentives for, like, clean energy by taxing, you know... His example was airlines putting a carbon tax on them instead of, I guess someone thought putting it on individuals, someone had argued that. His idea was that somehow that the corporations would just eat up the cost of that and somehow innovate, like, instantly to try and offset this, and it wouldn't come down to the people or anything. I was like, when a company has incurs an extra cost, it's going to come down to their customers.
Yeah, that's, right. that seems true.
I would say that's a misunderstanding of how the marketplace works. I mean, at this point, all the airlines are incentivized to innovate so that they can... I mean, look at Southwest. Southwest innovated in that they buy only 737, 757, 757s.
Mm-hmm.
And, they fly these certain routes that are high profits. And, you know, they've got an innovative business model in the idea of the airline. I hear it was written on a napkin one time during a lunch or something like that. And, you know, they are cleaning the clocks of the big boys that are still left.
Well, the other ones have essentially no incentive to innovate because they've been protected by the government. I mean, airlines were subsidized by the government. They still are.
So the incentive for innovation already exists today. So if the innovations are going to come, they're going to come today. Whereas all overhead has to, you know, there's a couple of choices that happen when you increase the overhead on a business. They can raise their prices, which is what you said. They can cut costs.
Offer less product.
offer something less,
yeah.
So in some way, shape, or form, cut costs somewhere or go out of business. So they can fire people or, you know, whatever. And it really does make you wonder. They've tried this kind of no-frills airline thing.
Oh, where, they've all been cutting back for the last 10 years. I don't really see any growth at all.
You don't even have...
We should have Wi-Fi on every airplane by now, frankly, but they still are making you turn off your cell phones when there's really no evidence that actually
None.
Helps. And, yeah, you know, Alex, I heard you use the word the companies would innovate, like this. Maybe this comedian was saying that the companies would innovate in order to pollute more. And
no.
That doesn't sound
no,
like an innovation. No, that's not what you're saying.
No, innovate in order to save money. I was like,
Mark said,
the incentive is already there for them to save money. They don't need taxation held over them for them to want to make more money. They're a company,
sure.
That's what they're in business to do.
Well, I think the best argument that I've heard out of the people that want to use governments to save the world from our, you know, whatever destruction, and I don't think that there is no science behind the anthropogenic global warming argument. There's some. I'm not going to say that it is conclusive either, but
I've been too daunted to really familiarize myself.
I've looked at it. I'm certainly not going to.
I haven't changed my
carbon
footprint in any way. I'm not that kind of scientist, though. I don't deal with environment.
You've got the mind of one, so you're going to research far more than I am before I open my mouth. But you know what most of them think is, hey, you know, if we turn this over to the government and we save the world, it's great. If we turn it over to the government and we didn't need to save the world, then we're still great. You know, we still reduce these this carbon footprint or whatever.
Or we convince people that the world needed to be saved and
what
then they looked at us as
what
heroes.
What they're forgetting is that the government has failed at everything it's ever done.
Yeah.
I mean,
and when we talk about carbon, I mean, there were these government law. I know that they happened actually in the U.S. Like, I don't know, the U.S. didn't agree to the Kyoto Protocol, which was to limit carbon emissions by whatever means necessary by a certain amount each year until 2020, I think. I'm just going off memory, but I think there was some policy that where governments were actually granting like these permits to pollute to different companies,
sure.
And then the companies could sell them to each other and buy them, and it ended up with the companies just being given permission slips to pollute, and it didn't reduce
more costs.
Yeah, and people were actually saying that, oh, this is a free market solution to air pollution, and no, it's not. It's the government is creating an artificial market.
The best thing
for permission to pollute, and you're saying it's a free market.
The best thing that we can do in order to incentivize innovation in the area of energy production, and I really do think that sometime in the relatively near future, we're going to see free energy, and it's going to change the world. But what's going to need to happen is we need to stop subsidies to the petroleum companies.
Uh-huh.
If you stop subsidizing this stuff and people pay the real cost of what a gallon of gas costs, then you'll see these other things come into play. And by the real cost, I mean we're not going to fight any more wars that Exxon.
Oh,
and,
that would that would really vastly improve the economy in so many different
ways.
You're
not going to use the military in order to secure any of these facilities that these oil companies have. If they want to, they need to get it. They need to negotiate a piece of land in some way, shape, or form, and they need to secure that piece of land, and they need to secure the routes for their oil tankers back and forth across the ocean.
Well, look at the volume of oil that the military uses. I mean, even if they just stopped consuming all that oil, go ahead, Alex. I'm yammering.
talking about subsidies there. I mean, you can kind of hang so many problems on subsidies. You can hang what people term the obesity epidemic to corn subsidies.
Yeah.
And if you clear the table, then why are people not going to want to eat? I mean, if radishes are as cheap as corn, people may want to try out a few more radishes.
It's true. You can look at it's grains and meats are what is really truly subsidized in our.
Well, because the meats are fed grains, and people. I eat exclusively, pretty much now, grass-fed animals, which means that they're not getting corn, which isn't healthy for the animals, and it's not as healthy for you. And Alex, thank you so much for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got calls on the line. We're going to talk about bitcoins coming up. Stay tuned.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old, and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger, or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you. I always enjoy talking to the listeners because they have interesting stuff to bring up. And Free Talk Live is a show where you can rock the airwaves. You can take control of the airwaves with your thoughts and your calls. So we certainly welcome that.
You know, the founding idea of Free Talk Live is that talk show hosts who think that they're the most interesting people in the world may not be.
And that, imagine that.
It's an opportunity for people to come in and shine for a few minutes on the air.
Gotcha.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. You can download the free Bitcoin software in minutes and just start using them. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission from any government or bank. And there are no fees. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And you should see this video. If you haven't seen the weusecoins.org video, you should, because Bitcoins they're growing in importance and you should be informed about them. But now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
Yeah, it's fortunate that you read that read at the moment, Mark, because we actually had a caller on the line in the last segment who dropped off but wanted to know more about Bitcoins. So what would you give him as, like, is that, like, pretty much the elevator speech? I would say something about Bitcoins is that I think they're one of their greatest advantages is that they transcend borders. You don't have to worry about converting them into different types of currency. You can do worldwide transactions, buying things on the Internet, all with Bitcoins, and you can send them in a couple minutes. And I know I sound like an infomercial or something, but I think they're really cool. I use them myself, and I think they're innovative.
They are, and you know, basically every transaction has built-in costs, costs that are handed down to the customer, as we just explained. Mm-hmm. All costs are handed down to the customer.
And when you're talking about PayPal and things that have a monopoly on banking due to a lot of government regulations.
PayPal was great when it came out because it allowed the individual to use credit cards on the internet in a fashion that they hadn't been able to before. It was awesome. You could use it on eBay and things like that. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always going to be innovations. And then the people that were the old school, which PayPal is now, is going to try to stop that innovation because they hold some market share.
And they've become entrenched, and now they're really beholden to the government. They've begun reporting people's PayPal transactions, that sending them 1099s or whatever from PayPal. They're going to start doing that soon. They've banned certain types of transactions. They're very capricious about banning people's accounts.
Yes, PayPal and these other companies that do.
There aren't that
money.
Many other ones, though.
There aren't.
Very few alternatives.
But you begin to rely on them, and then, you'll have $11,000 in that account, and then
they freeze
your account. And
you can't talk to a person either.
Customer service is nil.
Yeah, exactly. They send you form email after form email. You can't talk to a person.
And that's just one company. Then you think about the credit card companies. They charge a percentage for every transaction. That's included. You think about the banks. I mean, you put your money with banks in order to keep it safe, and that's not free. So there's all kinds of costs, and every time something moves from one place to another, somebody's getting a hit.
Yep.
Not with Bitcoins.
Yeah, because it's a peer-to-peer network, and the way that Bitcoins are moved around is because there are these connections to the network, and then they confirm that a transaction has occurred and that a Bitcoin is in one place now that it wasn't before. That's my rudimentary explanation.
Bitcoins are worth right now about $5. They've been between $4 and $5 for several
Bitcoin.
Months.
They
now.
Were up to 40 at one point.
They were really close to that, but
stabilized a little bit.
They had their big bump. I've got it right now at $4.97 is what they're at. And if I send you a Bitcoin, a Bitcoin will show up in your wallet. Not 0.97 Bitcoins, but a Bitcoin will show up in your wallet.
You can voluntarily donate a little 0.01 or whatever Bitcoins to, I don't know who it goes to, but it's to pay the server cost. I don't know.
At times.
No, there aren't any server. I mean, I don't know. But it goes to support the network, basically. But it's not like it's a central bank.
It's not even
0.01.
It's 0.001. It's less than a penny
in
costs. And I usually do that. I don't know why. To me, it's like tossing into the wishing well. It's a faith-based operation. I have no idea why these people that created the Bitcoin and make it happen need my money. But if they make this great thing available, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. It's completely voluntary. So, yeah, I mean, if I can send and you can send and receive money without fees, and I think that's the best thing for individuals. For businesses, the best thing is chargebacks. There are people out there that will use the chargeback system as a weapon against your company, and companies like PayPal and the credit card companies, they will freeze your money and basically expect you to do all kinds of free work for customers that have learned how to game the system. And businesses tend to hate that. So,
if you're making it easier to buy your products because you're using an alternative currency that transcends borders and arbitrary things like that, and transaction costs for the most part, then you're opening up your market to put more potential customers. Everybody benefits from that.
What's bad with that?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is essentially a currency that it's a currency. It's a newly created currency that doesn't have a country that created it, and you can send and receive it at no cost
to
yourself.
It's almost like Pandora's box. Like, as I understand it, what was that guy? Satoshi or something.
The fake name that created the cryptographer, cryptologist that created it.
Yeah, it has actually stepped back from the Bitcoin project, and now it's basically...
Who knows?
Yeah.
You don't know whether that guy... It was a fake name in the first place, likely, so therefore the person who did it may be thoroughly involved or not, but it's this amazing piece of mathematics that makes it possible. But you can transfer. My wife just transferred some bitcoins to cash, and she paid some ridiculously small amount. It was like I think she wanted $2,000 or whatever, and paid like $1 to turn it into cash. I don't know how she did it exactly. It was maybe it was bitinsta.com. I'm not sure. It was she did it. I didn't do it. But
so we use coins.org has a good video that explains bitcoins, right? Or am I thinking of bitcoin.org?
No, we use coins.org. Okay. I think bitcoin.org would likely link you there, but gotcha. We use coins.org as the instructional video about bitcoins.
Yeah, so if you want to hear about it in video form instead of from us noobs who don't really understand it that well, you can go there. Well, let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk with Aaron. He's listening in Manchester on XM and would like to tell us a self-defense story. Aaron, are you with us?
Good evening, Stephanie and Mark. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you.
You too.
I'm calling
concerning
a self-defense story out of the, I believe it's the Spartanburg, South Carolina area.
Okay.
There was a woman that was closing up the place where she worked at night, and it was evening time when she was closing up. She carried a bunch of stuff out to the car, forgot something, went back to go inside to get what she had forgotten. And when she was coming back out the second time, locking up, two men attacked her. Ripped her earrings off, ripped her necklace off, slammed her up against the door, trying to tell her to go inside, ripped her shirt open, ripped her bra off.
Brutal.
And she's like, you know, I've got some money, I'll give you some money, just, you know, leave me alone. And they just kept trying to get her to go back inside. At that point, she remembered she had her, I believe it was a 32 caliber handgun in her back pocket. She pulls it out, shoots at them. One of the bad guys yelled, "Oh, heck no, I'm editing that."
Yeah.
And then they both ran off. So that's a good self-defense story.
Yep. And, you know, those happen. I am never going to be the one that says that an individual, if an individual has the right to life, and I believe they do, they have the right to protect that life in whatever way they want to do it. My concern is, for me, in real-life applications, is that I know that there are statistics out there, and that handguns.
And for every one of those successful self-defense stories, there might be other stories out there where having a gun didn't do someone any good in
and
a situation.
One needs to analyze one's personality, and usually one is the worst to analyze one's personality. am I quick to anger?
Aaron,
am I careless?
Aaron, hold that thought, please, if you would. I'd like to speak with you more about this. More coming up with Aaron. We're going to talk about guns, self-defense, and whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the number for Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy, do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and share whatever's on your mind with us. Whatever's on your mind that you want to share with us, that is. We've been talking about guns and self-defense, and we're going to get back into that, but I want to let you know how you can get in touch with us this evening at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Check out Porkfest. Porkfest is a festival that probably attracts 1,000-plus individuals up into beautiful...
It was more than 1,000 last year, and I expect it to grow.
Scenic New Hampshire for a week-long event celebrating the ideas of liberty. There will be some speakers, lots of family events, certainly parties and things to do. Go check out Porkfest at porcfest.com. It's a great opportunity to check out the Free State Project and see whether, maybe you'd like the idea of the Free State Project.
And you can meet me and Mark. Right?
That's right. We'll be there.
We'll definitely be there.
Definitely.
We don't know when we'll be there, but, right, we got to talk about that, Mark.
I think we're going to be there, for the whole event.
Yes.
PRCFEST.com.
All right. So let's go back to the phones. We've been speaking with Aaron, who has hung on the line patiently, about self-defense. And Aaron, we left off the last segment before we had to go to break talking about, on the whole, is it a good idea? Is it going to get you out of trouble most of the time to carry a gun with you? Or is it possibly a little more nuanced than that, and could it maybe get you into trouble too? And so, I know you shared this story with us about the woman who successfully defended herself from the attackers in the parking lot, and that was, I'm glad that she made it out okay. But what do you think personally about this? Like, are you interested in carrying guns, and what do you think?
I'm one of your over-the-road truck driver listeners, and anytime I can legally carry with me, I do. But I also carry pepper spray and a stun gun when I can. Because, if the only tool you have handy is a hammer, well, everything starts looking like a nail.
That's a concern.
On top of that, carrying a firearm is absolutely useless if you do not get the actual training on how to defend yourself properly. And you need to look at it as a tool to get yourself out of a bad situation. like many years ago when they had the big mass shooting down in Lovie, Texas. There was a woman who had a firearm that she had to keep even her car because of the laws at the time, and she watched her parents get shot right in front of her when she could have had an opportunity to defend herself.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Another story like that down in Tennessee where a woman had a restraining order against the stalker. They went into a restaurant. She had a concealed carry permit. The stalker came into the restaurant and shot her husband right in front of her.
Oh, so, nightmare.
But, what I think about, Aaron, in these circumstances, and these are shocking stories, there's no doubt about it, is if somebody decides to pull a gun on me, I've already had a gun pulled on me. Even if I have one, it's unlikely that I'll be able to play quick draw with that person.
With that woman whose husband was shot, her husband's still dead, you know, even if she shoots the attacker afterwards. And I guess it could stop him from killing other people or maybe killing her, so you could argue that, but... you never know.
You know, and I'm never going to deny that that people should have the right to defend themselves. I just wonder,
right,
for me and mine, what's it like? And for me and mine specifically, there's a whole nother level of concerns that don't confront the average individual. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, and as much as I try to be deferential to my listeners and listen to what they say, some of them hate me. And... you know, what are they going to do to my wife and my family as a result of that hate if they can manage to catch me someplace?
Yeah. Well, back in the 90s, there was a study done by the Clinton Justice Department that determined there's roughly 1 to 1.5 million defensive gun uses in this nation every year.
Wow, that high.
Do not involve a discharge of the firearm. And there have
right.
been other studies that estimate that to be as high as 2.5 million.
Aaron, you mentioned that you carry also pepper spray and I think a stun gun was what you said. So there are, it sounds like you take this into account personally, that there are alternatives to carrying guns. And one of them is, you know, knives. Another one is just trying to flee the scene if you possibly can. Another one is, you know, as you mentioned, pepper spray. What do you think about the idea that, you know, we were talking with somebody during the break who's in the studio, and he was saying that basically a gun can kill somebody faster than you can think about it. And that speed and that decisiveness, I guess you could say,
there's instances where that might be really valuable, but...
And also instances where it might be really detrimental.
Yeah.
My feeling is if you're in an instant where you need a firearm, you need a firearm, and there's nothing else that's going to work. And I carry the pepper spray and the stun gun because there's, you know, if you're getting attacked, like in the Trayvon Martin instance where he was being beaten on the ground, if he had a stun gun, that would have solved it without killing him.
What? Yeah, I mean, no, indeed.
I personally think it's irresponsible to carry a firearm and not have a less than lethal, which is not actually a term I like because stun guns can kill people too.
But it's pretty close to less than lethal.
Yeah.
The other thing about these is... Often, when you get somebody stunned or pepper sprayed or something like that, they're in a circumstance where you can handle them until law enforcement comes or whatever at that point. I am not of the opinion where you should never call law enforcement under any circumstance. If I'm holding some guy who's attempted to come into my house because I managed to pepper spray him in the face or whatever, and I'm holding him there, yeah, I'm going to call law enforcement to come get him.
Yeah.
Aaron?
And... I agree with Mark on that, and like I was saying, the most important thing, though, is having the training so you actually know what you're doing, and it's, one guy I like to listen to, the way he puts it is you need to have a porcupine mentality. You're not a sheep, you're not a wolf, you're not a sheepdog, you need to be a porcupine. Just mosey along, do your own business, as long as you're not
that. What does a sheepdog do?
A sheep, or a dog.
Sheepdog.
He said, don't be a sheep, don't be a wolf, and don't be a sheepdog. What does a sheepdog do?
The sheep is passive.
They're
out there looking for someone to protect.
I see.
You shouldn't have that mentality either, unless you're getting paid for it.
Interesting. Aaron, thank you very much for your thoughts tonight. I think it's been really valuable to discuss this with you. So we've also got another call on the line, Mark. Let's go to Brett. He's listening in North Carolina, and apparently he wants to talk about the Second Amendment. Brett, are you with us?
Who?
Hi, Brett. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just went straight from your
call screener to you.
We have such great customer service here on Free Talk Live.
I was going to call about the stun gun issue. You know, you guys are really lauding these things as if they're the equivalent of a firearm.
We weren't really lauding them. We were just kind of discussing them, you know.
They're pretty lame because you have to make contact with your attacker.
Pretty lame.
You have to physically get close to them.
Yeah, I don't carry a stun gun. I do have pepper spray.
And if the person has a big knife or even a sledgehammer or a shovel, I don't care what it is, you lose. You will lose. The handgun offers you the utmost in the upper hand.
It does.
Let's say there's more than one of them. You and your family, you're walking down the mall, you're approached. The last thing you want to do is rely on some contact weapon that you have to get into the fray with.
Now, I've heard from police officers that knives are more effective in a radius of 15 feet than a gun is.
Often, yes, you're right, because sometimes, everybody's heard the joke, right? You know, a poor fool carried a knife to a gunfight. Sometimes it's the opposite. If they have closed the distance and you're a poor shot or you're using a small caliber weapon, you can lose that situation. However, if you're smart, you're going to carry, the largest caliber you're comfortable with. You're going to, your earlier caller was, he said it best. If you're going to be somebody who carries a gun for self-defense, home defense, no matter what you use it for, be well-versed in it. Don't be stupid. Don't do a dumb thing.
And I think that's all we're talking about here is that don't you think there's some personality types out there that are best served by not carrying guns?
Well, and most of them don't carry guns. I know friends who I've talked to, and I say, hey, you want to go to the gun range? Or, nah, man, I don't carry a gun, because if I did, I'd use it. And I always tell them, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's the way
you feel. Yeah, it's nice.
Going to the gun range, as far as I'm concerned, is a lot of fun. It's like setting off firecrackers. Who doesn't like to do that?
To me, it's more fun than all the time worrying about carrying a loaded weapon that that's the largest caliber that you're comfortable with, and it seems like it comes with a little bit of an emotional cost. Don't you think it's kind of stressful? Yeah, go ahead, Brett. Quick, because we're coming up on the end.
Well, just hold me through it, please.
Top of the hour.
All right, Brett. Coming back with more on guns in Hour 3 on Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.